There was a lot of talk Friday afternoon at the Tulsa Farm Show about common ground between folks living in the country and those that live in the city, as the American Farmers and Ranchers hosted a reception for new Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, who talked with our own Carson Horn.
Tell me a little bit about what you're speaking here today with rural and urban communities.
You know, I think it's just incredibly important that people understand that we don't have these silos in Oklahoma where, you have your urban areas and your rural areas, and anything that happens in one doesn't benefit the others. This is one state. And the fact is, what's good for rural America is good for Tulsa. So much of the innovation that has occurred in Tulsa, our higher ed is focused on that. We have the largest inland port in America, and the principal focus of that is exporting, agricultural products all around the world. So rural America and rural Oklahoma doing well, especially in the agricultural space, is incredibly important in the future growth of Tulsa.
You know, with the failure of 777, a lot of people are attributing that to the fact that urban communities don't really know about what we do on the farm. Do you think this is an important step to fixing that problem?
Oh, I absolutely think it's crucial that we have greater understanding in Oklahoma amongst both rural and urban areas about the issues that we each face. I think we're stronger as a state when we do that. And one of the easiest ways for Tulsa to grow is to take advantage of the assets that we have at our disposal. And one of the great assets we have is the agricultural sector that surrounds us all over the state. We have, again, one of the great economic drivers for us is the Port of Catoosa, the largest inland port in America. And the principal focus of that is exporting agricultural products. Our higher ed institutions that we have here in Tulsa, so much of what they focus on and the value that they provide is innovation for the agricultural sector. Also, though, healthcare in rural areas is a major driver for our higher ed institutions here in Tulsa. So the important thing for me is that we as Oklahomans don't fall into the trap of thinking of ourselves as only living in an urban area or a rural area. We have to recognize that what's good for one is good for the other.
Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, invited the mayor to the Tulsa Farm Show to visit with rural folks. He says he's delighted with the result.
He's very much in tune. He understands, I believe, and we're just thrilled to see him in the position that he's in. Thank him for coming out here. My goodness, right now, as a brand new mayor, he's probably drinking through a fire hose. But he took time to come and meet with the agriculture sector. And that's what it's all about for us in rural areas and urban areas, to accommodate one another, get to know one another, form relationships where we can work together. Mm-hmm. And we do that, we're going to be in good shape, and we're going to see progress in Oklahoma.
And, he really talked about how for urban and rural both, what's good for one is good for the other. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. In fact, probably that's the best thing he had to say today. We have to work together. And that's the whole focus of American Farmers and Ranchers, working together. We're a service organization, service cooperative, from the very beginning, 2 years before statehood. And we provide insurance to our members as a service to the members. Everything else we do, from work at the Capitol, both state and national, to investing over $250,000 a year in Oklahoma youth leadership training in Oklahoma kids, that's what we're all about. And this just all ties it together and puts a bow on it.
And your message following up the mayor was, just asking everybody here today to figure out what role they play in creating that bridge between agriculture and the urban areas.
Exactly. We just have to be free with communicating back and forth. There's no room for finger pointing. There's no room for blaming people for anything. We just got to work together. And we reach compromises, and we get her done.
President of American Farmers and Ranchers Terry Dietrich visiting with our own Carson Horn. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.